الله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالى في القران المجيد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام Respected brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And iman, to maintain it, to keep it, and to die with it, is a blessing. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, al-Itibar bil Khawatim, that the end result, what happens at the end, that is most important. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the age of 60, which is reported he had about 20 white hair. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala azubajbayin asked him, Ya Rasulullah, why and how come you got white hair? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that there is an ayat in Surah Hud that has given me white hair. And the ayat in Surah Hud is exactly as what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in essence, that kul, say, amantu billah, say I believe in Allah, summa staqim, and thereafter be steadfast. And to be steadfast is very difficult. Why I have chosen this? In the Indo-Pak subcontinent, many ulama are dreaming about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to dream about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Man ra'adi faqat ra'adi. Whosoever dreams about me has verily, definitely dreamt about me. Shaitan cannot take the shape of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama who have dreamt about him, they say he is repeating this hadith. Kul amantu billah summa staqim. Say I believe in Allah and be steadfast thereafter. And the major problem is today that we are saying we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather unfortunate, we have become lip service Muslims. I will narrate a few stories concerning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram. While I'm narrating these stories, what we should do is try to put ourselves in that position, what we should have done, firstly. Secondly, we should try to think about how easily we are selling our iman for a mere fleeting, temporal gain, or the glitter or the glamour of the world. We are prepared to leave Islam, leave Iman, leave the regulation of Allah, leave the deed of Allah, leave the laws of Allah, leave the ahkam of Allah for a mere thing where there is something happening, where there is some good taking place, and on the other hand, there is some glamour, glorious occasion that we prefer to go to where there is glitter and glamour of the world and leave where the company of the good or the advices of the good are taking place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were harassed, but he has been harassed from head to toe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the day should go to the bazaar and go to the haram and keep saying, Ya yuhannas, kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. O man, say la ilaha illallah, you will be successful. The Quraysh and the Mushriks, it is recorded in Hayat al-Sahaba that they should spit at him, that they should throw dust on him. And a person by the name of Muhib, he even went to this extent that he took a cloth and tied it around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's neck and began to tighten it. He stated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, the blood should rush there and his eyes should actually come out. People inform Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that your friend is being beaten up. He rushed to the scene and he mentioned clearly that Ataqtulu rajulan ayyakula Allah Rabbi. That do you want to kill a man who says Allah is my Rabb? And the word is been used, Ataqtulu. Do you want to kill him? Not hurt him or injure him. They wanted to kill him because he's saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. It is reported that they should divert their attention to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and begin beating him up and hitting him. His daughter Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that my father was beaten so much on his head, so much on his head, that his face was disfigured and his hair on his head, that when we put our hand on his head and we lifted it up, that the hair of his head should come out. His hair of the head should just fall off because we were touching the head of him. And the people should say that is Abu Bakr, the madman, who is siding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave the call of Tawheed, call of Iman, that the people should harass him and the people should do all these things to him. Finally, when he should rest, and with all the harassment, people spitting at him, throwing things on him, then it is reported a young girl should come to him with a bowl of water and sit by him and take a cloth and dip it and wipe his face and wipe his face. And people inquired, who is that? See, that is his daughter Zainab helping her father. On one occasion in the Haram, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making da'wah and tabligh and calling the Quraysh, and Abu Jahl and his clan, they encouraged that same wretched person Muhid, that he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Sizda, and he put the entrails and the dung of an animal onto the shoulders of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All for what? Summa staqim. Say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Say Allah Ta'ala is my Rabb and be steadfast on that. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and her came there and she removed the entrails from the back of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then she cursed the Quraysh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he finished his salat, it was on that occasion that he cursed Abu Jahl, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he gave the da'wah towards Iman, then Abu Lahab went to his son, and Abu Lahab had two sons who were married to two daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum. Abu Lahab went to his sons and told them that you must divorce the daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he is calling us to a new deen. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he accepted Islam, his paternal uncle tied him up in ropes and told him that if you do not give up Iman, I am not going to free you. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I will never give up Iman, I will never renounce Allah Ta'ala, you can do what you want. When they saw that he was going to be steadfast on Iman, they left him. It is reported Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed the family of Yasir and Ammar, and the mother of Ammar and the father of Ammar were being persecuted Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the thorny valleys of Mecca, and the family of Yasir was being persecuted. The family of Yasir was being harassed by these people, and the family of Yasir was under dire straits. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that, O family of Yasir, O family of Ammar, be patient. Hear the glad tidings. I promise you Jannah. It is reported, he made dua for them. Ya Allah, grant the family of Yasir steadfastness. Grant the family of Ammar and Yasir steadfastness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the family of Ammar were harassed, they came to him and said, Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how long will they persecute us? How long will they harass us? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Do you not know that previously for the sake of Iman, previously to maintain Iman, the rejecters of Iman, the deniers of Iman, they should take combs made of steel and iron, and they should rip off the flesh of those people who were steadfast on Iman. Until such time, there were bones left of those people. And today we have been persecuted, we should make sabr. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a prophecy that Islam would spread from Sana'a to Hamarut, the person would travel without any difficulty. And Islam would spread to such an extent that the sheep would not fear the wolf, which happened during the time of Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah alayhi's time, second Umar of Islam. A Sahabi called Khabbab, he narrates to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave the da'wah and they accepted it, that the people, what they should do to him, the kuffar and the mushriks, they should kindle a fire of charcoal and heat it, and they should make him lie on it, and they should tell him, give up Islam, give up Iman, give up this deed, and come back to the deed of forefathers. And what he should say, no, I will never give up this deed. They should make the fire hot. And he stated that they should leave him lying there, tied there, onto the hot charcoal. And he states that my back, you can see it, it has become white. And now you can see the bones of the result of that fire. And he said that my meat and my fat should melt and to quench that fire. And I should not give up Iman. And today, what have we done to Islam? What have we done to steadfast our Iman? What have we done? What have we done in the light of all these few incidents which I am narrating to you? That, first of all, me, then you, I address myself first. That, in this world of Westernism, in this world of kufr and shirk and bidah, in this world of batil, in this world of personality projection, in this world of seeking for pomp and glory, in this world, what have we done? What have we done for Iman and steadfast of Iman? Two things come in front of us. Money comes in front of us, we give up. The deed of Islam, the ahkam of Islam, the law of Islam, the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we suffer from an inferiority complex in front of this Western kuffar world. We give preference to their activities. We give preference to their way of life. We give preference to everything which they do to the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end of the day, we still say, I love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, we are only deceiving ourselves. That is why we have got a problem in our country, that we are deceiving ourselves. We have become the mobile, makeshift, lip Muslims. We have become skin deep Muslims. If you compare what the Sahabas have done and what we are doing. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who says that my mother should rebuke me and abuse me. My mother should hit me always and tell me, give up Islam. It is stated that he got hiding from his mother and she told him, well, go away from the house. I do not want to see you any longer. He left the home and came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and stated that, "Ya Rasulullah, today my mother has hit me to this extent and told me that go away from the house. Go away from the house. If you do not want to leave Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you are not welcome to this house. If you leave him, you can come back to the house." And then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and he is the sahabi who narrated 5,334 ahadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Oh Abu Huraira, go back." Because Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, "Make dua for my mother, she accepts Islam." So when he saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lift his hands for dua, he ran from there and rushing through the alley, running towards his house. People asked him, "Why? You are the one who moves slowly. Why are you today rushing?" And when he said, "No, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begun to make dua for my mother, I want to see whether I reach there first or the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches." When he reached there, the door was locked and the sound was of water pouring was heard inside. He knocked at the door. His mother answered, "Who is there?" He said, "Your son Abu Huraira." She said, "Wait, hold on. I am making myself pure. I am making myself clean." Then she opened the door and said that, "I have made myself clean, physically clean. Now take me to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that I can accept Islam." After sacrifices come fruitification. What Zahabi narrates that his mother, she said that, "I have come to know you have accepted Islam. I will never eat until you give up Islam." And she went on this hunger strike. Sahabi says that, I see my mother starving, hungry and thirsty. And she was losing weight day by day. And she refused to accept any food and water until I left Islam. Then I told my mother that, "Oh mother, I love you and I respect you. Oh mother, I have accepted Islam. This is what we call sumbastakim on Islam. Today the wife says something, you give up the rule of Islam. Today the child says something, we give up the rule of Islam. Today someone, the friend says something, come to this show, come to this un-Islamic activity, go to this un-Islamic place, go to this arena, or go to that transaction which is un-Islamic. Yes, because of my friend, because of my wife, because of my daughter, because of my loved ones, I leave Islam." And then we boast on top of that. And we knock our chest on top of that and say, "I am perfect Muslim." We should look at ourselves in the mirror and take stock of ourselves. The Sahabi says his mother, "Oh my mother, I love you. And I see that you are becoming weak and feeble and you are about to die." Says, Oh my mother, I am prepared to see you starving to death, dying out of hunger, but I am not leaving Islam. I am not leaving Iman. I am not leaving the doorstep of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." When the mother saw that conviction and that strength of Iman, then she said, "No, there must be something in this deen here. There must be something in this way of life that my son refuses to leave anything." Respected elders, what I am trying to stress, I can go on and narrate to you stories of Sahaba, how they were being harassed by the Kuffar and Mushriks, but they remained steadfast on this thing. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one more incident. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he accepted Islam and he went to negotiate with the Meccans that the Muslims must be allowed to make tawaf and stay in Mecca for a while, then there was a rumor spread that Usman has been assassinated and martyred. That's where the Bayt of Ridwan took place. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu now was dressed very simply and with his trousers above the ankles far above. The Meccans knew Usman. He came from a noble wealthy family. They began to mock at him and laugh at him. They told him, "Usman, you dress like this?" He said, "Yes, I dress like this because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dresses like this and I love this way." No such thing as inferiority complex. The family of Ammar, I will tell you, the mother of Ammar, Sumayya, the first martyr of Islam was a woman, a lady. Abu Jahl, the richest one. He pierced her with a love in a private part. She died of it, becoming first martyr of Islam. And this did not happen like how I told you. Can you imagine what was happening before it? The mutilation, the beating, the whipping, the scorching heat, and to tell you, give up Islam or I'll kill you. And they were prepared, and they gave their life. That is why Sahaba Ikram, they have watered the rose garden of Islam with their blood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability. Like how Sahaba were steadfast on Iman. We are proper, true Muslims. That is why Islam spread. If we also can come a little bit respected elders, a little bit, if we come onto the path that we steadfast on our ground on Islam, Islamic law, Islamic behavior, Islamic personality, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us good Muslims and spread Islam. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. يا رب الرحيم يا رب الرحيم يا رب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لي ولوالدي والأستاذية والجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنك سميع دعاء اللهم أسألك نورا أمامي اللهم أسألك نورا فوقي اللهم أسألك نورا تحتي اللهم أسألك نورا ورائي اللهم أسألك نورا في قلبي اللهم أسألك عملا صالحا ودعاء متقبلا وقلبا خاشيا وعين جاريا لخشية الله يا الله forgive our sins. May Allah forgive our major biases. May Allah grant us ability to do good action. May Allah grant us ability to stay away from evil action. May Allah grant us sincerity and humility. May Allah remove malice, hatred, pride, jealousy from our heart. May Allah grant us brotherhood and love. May Allah grant us harmony. May Allah forgive us. May Allah, you are the one who forgives. May Allah, we are weak, we are sinners. Ya Allah, many have written for du'as. Ya Allah, accept their du'as. Ya Allah, many have phoned for du'as. Ya Allah, accept their du'as. Ya Allah, many have requested verbally for du'as. Ya Allah, fulfill their jais, their permissible requisites. Ya Allah, grant the woman folk ability to be steadfast on iman, to make Quran tilawat, to be steadfast on making salah. Ya Allah, forgive us, pardon us. Ya Allah, grant rain in the country. Ya Allah, grant good conditions in the country. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, Ya Allah, forgive them and fill their cover with nur. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to cross the pulsira. Ya Allah, make it easy for us accountability. Ya Allah, make our grave a bed of roses. Ya Allah, we seek forgiveness sincerely. Ya Allah, you are the one only who can forgive us. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to be steadfast in salat all year round. Ya Allah, grant us ability to strive with your path. Ya Allah, wherever they are, deedi jalsas, deedi madrasas and institutes, wherever there is deedi activity going on, Ya Allah, wherever there is welfare activity for the upliftment of mankind, Ya Allah, grant that your blessings and mercy. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.